call the Rules Committee meeting together. With us, we have Representative Kurt Olson, Representative Therese Millett, Representative Mark Newman, and Chairman John Coghill. And first of all, let me think.
Ask if there's anyone from records.
Is there anybody there from records on yet?
Yes, sir, we're on.
Oh, thank you, and a good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sorry for getting you out so early, but because of a KC-135 flight schedule, we're having to rearrange our day a little bit. The
You'll
issue
enjoy
before
that, too.
Say again?
You will enjoy that.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. It looks like a beautiful day, too, clear as a bell up here. In fact, it's one of the more beautiful sunrises that I've seen up here. It's what a beautiful morning it is. First of all, let me say
thank you. It's dark out here, John.
Say again?
It's still dark here.
Well, it's dark here, but we got the sun peeking up over the horizon. So how come you guys don't get sun down there?
We're so close to the North Pole.
We can see the circle of the earth up here real easy. I'm sure they're taking these all down as official minutes of the last Rules Committee meeting with the presiding Coghill.
Are you going to show how much order you've got, huh?
Just let me say thank you to all of you that that have worked with me. I have really appreciated it. So I'm looking forward to working with you in a different venue. Today we have did you guys get the paperwork on the bid for the four vendors on the ceiling tile stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there any questions that you have on the bids?
No.
$71,734 is the remaining cost to finish out the new ceiling and lighting fixtures, both in the speakers, the majority leader's office, and I think the speaker's office, obviously, you guys know that that took over part of the office that I had. In fact, the very office that I had was, they kicked that wall out, and they had to redo that ceiling anyway. And then the majority leader wanted to do the upgrade on his ceiling. So $71,734. Is there any discussion on this?
Mr. Chair, could yes. you kind of just give us a brief description of all the work that's been done?
All the work that's been done in
well,
these offices?
Okay.
Well, this one is just one portion of it. I think the reason we had to go through this was the timeliness of the matter. There was a normally this would go through Ledge Council, but they were not able to get a meeting together when we first started this on finishing out the ceiling in the chambers and in the speaker's chambers. And so the timeliness of getting a bid going. This bid was opened on the 8th, and we did a preliminary on this. When was it, Reneva? It was the reason we had as a rules committee was, according to the chairman of Ledge Council, they were not able to get a quorum together, and we could, under Pam's direction, we could do this as long as we had the votes to approve the bid. So. The issue really is ceiling stuff. The speaker's chambers had to be done. The majority leader leaned on the leadership and got that for the majority leader's office. I think it's going to be good. The rearrangement of the office for the rules chairman is now going to be where the chief clerk was, and that is being finished. So for whoever gets the rules chairman, they get to kind of rearrange that to their liking. I set up the basic structure of the room, but that is in the cost of putting the building next door together, the Thomas Stewart building. So that's not involved in this bid, I don't think.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is Pam Varney. I just wanted to let you know that I'm online and also is Don Johnston.
Right. I think, Pam, this is true that we're actually preserving the older ceiling as well, true?
Yes. One of the we hired an architect to preserve the old ceiling and not drill into the top of the ceiling. And so it did probably cost us a little more for our architect to give us those plans to do that.
And that is to preserve that really nice ornate ceiling that you see in the speaker's office, in the speaker's chambers, you guys.
And just for clarification, in the new speaker's office, one half of his ceiling is the decorative ceiling, and the other half was not. So we need to do something a little bit different. And by dropping this ceiling, it'll all be the same.
Any other questions from the committee members?
No, sir.
Normally, I would have Representative Perrin make the motion, but if you have the memorandum, Mr. Olson, if you wouldn't mind, or either one, all three of you, if you have the motion.
Actually, I have it at the office. I'm calling in from the House.
Okay. Mark, do you have the copy of it?
Mine's in the office, but may I suggest that Pam Varney read it, and then I will follow up with that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, we need award of ITB 498 to North Pacific Erectors in the amount of $71,734.
So the motion, Mr. Newman, would be I recommend award of ITB 498 to Pacific North Erectors, Inc. for the total price of $71,734.
May the aforementioned motion be moved forward through rules?
So the motion would be I recommend award of ITB 498 to North Pacific Erectors, Inc. for the total price of $71,734 and no cents.
Correct.
Is there any discussion? Pam, do I have to have a voice vote or a no, or just an approval?
Mr. Chairman, since you're on teleconference, it would be nice to have your records person call the roll.
Okay, records person. Who is that, by the way?
It's Chris, Representative Cockhill.
Good morning, Chris. It looks like I'm going to miss you, so thank you. Take the roll, please.
Representative Olson.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Curtula, not present. Representative Gardner, not present. Representative Herron, not present. Chair Coghill.
Yes.
4-0.
So the motion passes, and that can get moved on forward, Pam. And thank you for getting this information to us. In a time and manner. Wish we could have done this a couple days earlier, but here we are. Any other discussion for the good of the committee at this point? Just for you that I've worked with as a chairman, my deepest appreciation. I look forward to working with you in other capacities. And if I come begging, please be nice to me.
Hey, John. John, can I say one thing?
Yes.
I just want to recognize Reneva for all her hard work, and I really, really am going to miss Reneva on the House side. It's nice to know she's going to be with you on the Senate, but just a really heartfelt thank you, Reneva, for all you've done as a rules chair for all of us freshman legislators, for all of our staff, and I just really appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Charisse.
And she's blushing. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we will call this meeting to adjournment, and thank you all. Have a pleasant day.
Thanks,
Don.
Bye, John.
Bye.